The field of precision medicine is gaining steam, both nationally from a federal initiative and also statewide through a $3 million California initiative to boost precision medicine efforts. Using breakthrough genomic techniques, researchers are able to diagnose the source of infections by sequencing the individual's DNA. And the California initiative has a specific goal: to affect actual health outcomes within 2 years. This is a report for California Healthline, a daily news service of the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Allie Budner. Julie Osborne is a stay-at-home mother of two in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. In 2012, her teenage son Joshua came back from a mission trip to Puerto Rico with unusual vision problems and a dramatic drop in his platelet count. Doctors kept the symptoms under control for a little while, but then Joshua got worse.
That's when the meningitis set in and more problems with his eyes and bloody noses and extreme headaches.
His parents pulled him out of school and he was admitted to the hospital. He developed severe encephalitis, swelling of the brain, and started having seizures. Eventually, his doctors placed him in a coma to protect him, but they still couldn't pinpoint the cause of his symptoms.
It was really scary, you know, especially when you bring him to the doctor and they don't have answers.
That's when a consult with UC San Francisco physicians may have provided a breakthrough. They had pioneered a way to use DNA testing to diagnose acute infectious diseases using a test called unbiased metagenomic next-generation sequencing. The name is a bit of a tongue twister, but
it's actually a very simple idea. It's a sequencing test that is able to identify all potential disease-causing agents. So it has the ability to detect all viruses, bacteria, fungi, and parasites directly from clinical samples.
Charles Chu, an infectious disease specialist at UCSF, helped develop this process for making speedy diagnoses. His lab developed a computer program to analyze the data and process the sequencing information, which is called Sequence-Based Ultra-Rapid Pathogen Identification, or SERPI. Using these technologies in tandem, Chu was able to diagnose Joshua's illness in 2 days. He found the DNA of a bacteria called Leptospira in Joshua's cerebrospinal fluid.
That's an organism for which there is actually currently no validated test to detect. So we were able to use the sequencing test to diagnose this and ultimately to make sure that he got appropriate treatment.
Joshua was cured with a high dose of one of the most common antibiotics, penicillin. The problem Joshua encountered, Chu says, is that clinicians often rely on an empirical diagnosis, basically meaning an educated guess, to diagnose infectious diseases like pneumonia, sepsis, and encephalitis. This can leave room for error, incorrect treatment, and potential worsening of the patient's symptoms, Chu said.
By harnessing or leveraging one of the key tools of precision medicine, which is genomic testing, it's our hope that we can actually make a difference in infected patients by providing a more timely diagnosis.
Precision medicine treats and prevents diseases by taking into account individual variability in genes, environment, and lifestyle. Esteban Burchard, a UCSF researcher who's on the advisory team for President Obama's $215 million initiative to advance precision medicine, said individual DNA profiles can go a long way toward treating them properly.
So we are actively taking people's genetic material from biopsy and then looking at which genes are turned on and turned off and using that to either risk stratify patients into high risk or low risk groups, and that will bring about certain therapies, or we're using it to determine exactly what kind of drugs you need. That's going on right now.
Governor Jerry Brown first proposed California's precision medicine plan during last year's State of the State address.
Just as California has led the way with stem cell research, so too we can pioneer the new fields of precision medicine, which uses genomics, medical devices, computer sciences, and other fields to treat individual patients instead of broad populations.
Atul Butte of UCSF is the principal investigator for California's precision medicine initiative, and said the state took a different approach to funding projects.
What we had is a process where the 10 University of California campuses each had a process to generate two proposals for precision medicine.
Butte and his panel announced the two winning proposals in early August. One of them is Chu's DNA-based diagnostic test. The other is a study of genomics and childhood cancer at UC Santa Cruz.
The total amount for this year is $3 million, which is only a modest amount of money here. So it's really just a start to show what can be done. And really the intent was to get patients benefiting in these projects within 2 years.
Medical researchers also have partnerships with computer technology and biotech companies. They help crunch the data, store it, and develop the platforms for sharing it in a meaningful way with doctors and patients. According to Butte, California is the perfect place for that nexus between medicine and technology.
We're the birthplace of two major technologies in the United States. One is obviously the computer revolution, but the other is the biotech revolution.
Precision medicine does have some limitations. There are questions about how patient privacy will be handled and how much all of this will cost. Also, precision medicine can seem abstract and difficult to understand. So there's a lingering question of whether physicians are qualified to make sense of genetic testing on a large scale, or to truly translate that into better care for patients. Chu wants to bridge that gap.
Although, many hospital staff may not be familiar with precision medicine, this is something that is rapidly changing.
Both precision medicine projects hope to produce tangible results by 2017. Chu said he also plans to validate his DNA test in a clinical laboratory and then run it on 300 patients over the next 18 months, in parallel with conventional testing, to determine what impact, if any, precision medicine will have on outcomes. This has been a report for California Healthline, a daily news service of the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Allie Budner. Thanks for listening.